Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, it's too late to rescue you. They're going to barrage you with constant questions.
Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? I mean, you guys got all the answers.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And fortunately, today in the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, we are Kip Branch-less. So, hallelujah. Sitting in for Kip Branch is Coach Brandon Derrick, the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights. Coach, thanks for sitting in. Appreciate it.
No problem. I enjoy it.
Kip is having a personal day.
Yeah. It's cold for a personal day.
Yeah. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, who's not here, on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Greenway Nissan, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. The big news, I think, of the week is that the Braves don't have Josh Donaldson playing third base in 2020.
Yeah, I was surprised by that when it come across the ticker. But, you know, they must feel like they've got a pretty good group of guys to fill in.
So this is basically the story. This is how this thing went down. I mean, it was ugly. The Donaldson camp says flat out that the Braves never made a really good offer. That's what the Donaldson camp said after Josh Donaldson signed a four-year, $92 million deal with the Minnesota Twins with a fifth-year option for $8 million. So that deal could be worth 5 years, $100 million. Could be.
Yeah.
It's not bad money.
No.
The way this thing went is Josh Donaldson hits the free agent market, and the Braves offer him a qualifying offer for $17 million. Everybody knew that he was going to reject because that was going to be basically a pay decrease from $23 million to $17 million. So he turns it down. Then the Braves offer him a two-year contract, $25 million a year, 2 years, $50 million. Then a couple other teams jump into the market on Josh Donaldson. They offer him a third year. So the Braves then follow suit. They offer Josh Donaldson a third year, which they really didn't want to do. And so it was 3 years, $75 million, 25 a year is what they were willing to pay Josh Donaldson. And then the Washington Nationals jump in and offer that fourth year. And that's when this thing really got sticky. The Nationals jumped in, offered a fourth year. The Twins jumped in, offered a fourth year. And the Rangers jumped in, offered a fourth year. And Josh Donaldson had said all along that he wanted to go back to Atlanta. And if Atlanta was close to the top offer, he would re-sign. But he wanted that fourth year. And for the longest, the Braves would not offer it. They finally flinched, gave him that fourth year. And then Josh Donaldson says he wants $110 million for 4 years.
Wow. I didn't know all that.
The offer he signed wasn't even $110 million. And so the Nationals move on. The Rangers move on. And then it's between the Braves and the Twins. And he signs that contract. 4 years, $92 million with the Twins, which puts him at basically $23 million is what he was making with the Braves. So he didn't even get a pay. He didn't even get a pay increase.
Didn't get a pay increase.
Annually.
Yeah.
And so you got to figure the Braves were close somewhere around that figure. The Braves say that they were in the $90, $95 million range. Josh Donaldson's camp says they weren't.
Huh. Was it longevity? Was he looking for more years? I mean, I know you got your three, your two, but what is he, 34?
He's 34 years old. And that's the other thing about this is there aren't going to be very many third basemen at the year 38.
Right.
That are going to be productive.
Right. The Mike Schmidts of the day are pretty much.
Yeah.
That's over.
Yeah.
And so you start thinking, I mean, they're also looking at what they've got in the cupboard too with Camargo and Austin Riley. So give them another year or two. That's what they're looking at. They could bring in those guys and give them another year to protect them and let them do utility work and get more experience and then roll into a starter spot and, you know, kind of say, well, Josh, thank you for your service. But at the same time, he's looking for that 4 years. As Braves fans, we all wanted him back because we love the maker of rain. But, you know, Braves got to make some business decisions.
Josh Donaldson is no Chipper Jones. And Chipper Jones, at the end of his career, 38, 39 years old, was basically a 12 to 15 home run guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was still hitting, you know, around the front, well, toward the middle of the order. But he commanded a lot of respect. But I think that last year he might have hit 18 home runs, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, that's Chipper Jones.
Right.
Josh Donaldson is not Chipper Jones.
No. And so I think the Braves are just looking at what they have coming up. And, I mean, they got a glimpse of it. What, Austin Riley hit, what, 17, 18 home runs last year? I mean, he came on really strong, and then everybody kind of figured out a way to pitch him. So, but for him to go back, and now he gets to go back and analyze what he needs to do to correct it as a batter. But I think, you know, the Braves got a couple guys that can play down there in the corner. But, you know, for us Braves fans, we really did like Josh Donaldson, and it was huge at that number four spot in the lineup.
The interesting thing about what you're saying is that, you know, Austin Riley sure did start on fire, and then, man, he just fell off the cliff, could not hit a good major league slider. That's really what happened to him. And so I think if you're Atlanta, that's the best case scenario, is you want Austin Riley to figure it out because he's younger, he's got all the makeup and promise of this can't-miss prospect, and he had a horrible end to his season. But the worst case scenario is, even if he doesn't win that job and he doesn't rebound from the end of his season, you still have Johan Camargo sitting there to play third base, who proved the year 2 years ago that he was serviceable as a full-time player. I mean, Camargo hit 19 home runs,
right,
and missed 2 months of the season with an injury.
Right.
So, you know, I believe he ended up with around 70 or 80 RBIs when he was playing full-time. So he's proven that he can do it and that he is a full-time player. You know, the Braves just went out and signed Donaldson and took that role away from him, which if I were him, I'd be very upset. But he stuck it out,
right,
sat the bench, came on off the bench as a utility guy, and now I think he's going to get an opportunity to win that job at third base. There's some talk that the Braves might trade from Chris Bryant. Not going to happen.
Right.
Some talk they're going to trade for Nolan Arenado. That's not going to happen either. More than likely, you'll see the Braves sign an outfielder to hit cleanup behind Freddie Freeman. Either Marcell Ozuna or Nick Castellanos is what I'm reading.
Well, I mean, you know, I think for them, that's good. But money-wise and looking down the road, longevity, Camargo's a young guy. And then, of course, they're also looking at Dansby Swanson. The year before struggled hitting, and then the next year as a shortstop came on and hit a lot better. So it could be that first-year slump. And he started out a little slow, but then Dansby did a good job at shortstop. And I think they're kind of looking at the same pattern. How can Swanson help Austin Riley moving forward with his hitting? And they've got a good group of guys there. They have a solid core. It's going to be a really good baseball team.
And then as a backup plan, just in case Camargo doesn't hit and in case Riley doesn't hit, the Braves went and signed Adany Echevarria for one season, for 1 year, $1 million as a backup plan in case both of those guys don't really fit the bill at third base. I just don't think that there's any way that there's going to be a third baseman brought in at this point.
I agree with you. I don't think so either. But, they brought some guys in last year just out of the blue, and they all filled in. And I don't know what it was. The chemistry last year was really good. I know it fell apart right there at the end. But the chemistry for that group and that organization seems to be pretty strong right now.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Guys, congrats. You got through Christmas and New Year's unscathed, but it's not over. Here comes Valentine's Day, the big one. Don't panic. Instead, head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect Valentine's gift, no matter your budget. They are here to help. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com. Or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simon's, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simon's, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
My thug side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen it?
No, I haven't.
It's very rare.
Yeah. I don't even have that side, I don't think. I can't have it. I mean, listen to my dialect right here. I don't have a thug side at all. Sorry.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, who is not here today. Sitting in is Coach Brandon Derrick of the Frederick Academy Knights. If you missed any of this show, you can stream it on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com 24/7. We have our first Twitter question of the day up, and that question is, should Atlanta Braves fans boo Josh Donaldson if the Twins come to Atlanta? You can find that question on Twitter at @Bishop_show. Go vote.
I think they're going to. I mean, it's...
ruthlessly.
Yeah. If it all comes out in the public how it went down, they'll boo him. If they find out that maybe the organization didn't do what they said, then they may cheer for him. You never know. People in Atlanta are a little fickle at times.
Can be.
Yes.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by M&B Liquors and by Georgia Sea Grill. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95. That's a tough read, man.
I know. There for a minute, I thought maybe we'd went to M&B early this morning. I didn't know. Nice job.
Yeah.
Great recovery.
Well, I'm a professional. All right. And so now we head to the weekend review.
And here we go. If Josh Donaldson ever returns to Atlanta, had better be prepared to be booed out of the stadium. With no Kawhi or LeBron in the Eastern Conference, we will finally get to see Giannis in the finals. The Patriots have hired former Astros manager as their new OC. Set up a tent outside of the SEC West podiums at SEC Media Days. Leach, Kiffin, Malzahn, Orgeron, and Saban must watch TV. Does anyone outside of Nashville really want to see the Titans in the Super Bowl?
LSU will officially go down as the best SEC team ever. Think about that for a minute. How many of us had Gonzaga and Baylor as the top two teams in college basketball? Quick, name the team leading the SEC on the hardwood. Yeah, I couldn't do it either. If the Braves sign Marcell Ozuna, I will puke. The best running back in the NFL, Derrick Henry. The best quarterback in the NFL, Ryan Tannehill. You must watch the Aaron Hernandez thing on Netflix. That's some crazy. These are my thoughts.
Have you seen any of that?
No, but I saw the previews, but we haven't watched it yet. So is it good?
It's three episodes. I'm two episodes in. I'll probably watch the third one today at some point.
Oh, that'll give us something to watch now.
It's, yeah, man, it's pretty interesting stuff. It, you know, not to get political, because that's one thing I try not to do on the show.
Right.
But basically, it's making an argument that Aaron Hernandez was trying to overcompensate a bad boy image because he was gay. That's the argument that the Netflix documentary is making.
That's strange.
That's,
I mean, he had a shady past in the first place.
It's worth watching, but just keep in mind that while you're watching that, that's what Netflix is trying to do. They're trying to correlate those two things together. So keep that in mind while you're watching it.
Gotcha.
You know, don't make up your mind on your own, but just keep in mind while you're watching it, that's what Netflix is trying to do to you.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it. I saw the previews, and I think my wife and I were like, oh, we got to watch that, and we hadn't even started watching it yet. So that'll give us something to look at and watch here.
LSU Clemson, you know, we're a few days old with this, so we're not going to spend a lot of time here. You heard in the weekend review, personally, I think that LSU is the best team to have ever played in the Southeastern Conference. And when you start thinking about all those really good teams that have played in the SEC, and you're unequivocally able, LSU is the first team in the SEC to go 15-0. It's never happened.
Right. That means they're the best. I mean,
well, you know, the college football playoff adds a couple of extra games at the end versus just a bowl game. So, you know, you do get the extra game, and then.
But they beat, what, five teams in the top 10 this year? Is that right? Seven ranked teams?
I mean,
out of that 15, or eight ranked teams out of that 15?
Their resume: Florida, Auburn, Alabama, Georgia, Texas, Oklahoma, Clemson.
Right.
That's who they beat.
Yeah. They beat some really good teams. I mean, guys, I'm not a Big 12 fan. They don't play a lot of defense. But Oklahoma went 12-2 with Jalen Hurts just running wild. And then all of a sudden, like we were saying earlier, LSU could have literally scored 100 points, I felt like, on LSU, had they wanted to. They played nice in the second half.
We'll put that as a Twitter question up as well. Is LSU the best team in SEC history?
I would have to say, you know, we were trying to make correlations earlier, as you said on the way down here. Can they beat such and such? I don't know if anybody could guard their five skill guys with what they do in the system that they ran in any time period right now. They're really good. They found their matchups, and they did a really good job offensively. But what I thought was the best thing about them is, guys, they kind of slowed down a Clemson offense that was putting up 42 to 44 points on a daily basis. Every time they went out there, they slowed them down and made Trevor Lawrence look human. So their defense was pretty good too.
The thing about LSU, obviously the staggering numbers that Joe Burrow put up, fantastic. You're talking about a team. This is another thing that, you know, you got to look at this when you start thinking about how good were they really. No team in college football history had put up a passer with 3,000 yards, two receivers with over 1,000, and a running back with over 1,000. It had never happened in the history of college football until LSU played in 2019.
Right. They were as explosive as a team as I've ever seen. Could score at any play, at any time. Skill kids all over the place. And their offensive line, as I was saying, I think they'll get a lot of credit. They were super athletic.
We were talking about Kip Branch wrote an article on the SouthernSportsEdition.com listing the top five college football teams of his lifetime. And at number one, he had 1995 Nebraska, and number two, this past LSU team. You know, I don't – and I know we're talking about different eras.
Right.
You know, we are. We're talking about a completely different style, this LSU team versus the 95 Nebraska team, which was really the last great team that could just line up and just run you over.
Right.
They were the last good team, the great team
right.
that fit into that old era. I just don't know when you start looking at the rosters of those teams – defensively, could LSU could Nebraska defensively guard LSU with the playmakers that LSU had everywhere? And I can tell you unequivocally, the answer is no. They couldn't.
Right. You know, and we talked about that. You got to think about Nebraska in '95 though. That was they had brought something to the whole league in college football that no one had brought. They went, and if you watch the documentary, I think ESPN's done one about the weight training and the guys going in the weight room and getting after it and getting, you know, in 95, they had maximized that. Whereas now, I mean, LSU throws three guys up front on defense that are 300-plus, whereas Nebraska might have had a couple of guys in 95 that were 300-plus, but LSU's got a whole team of them. So, it like again, it's a different era of football where O-linemen are massive. Nebraska had some big guys, but were they as big as LSU? And like you said, I agree with you. Skill-wise, listen, LSU had skill players that were phenomenal.
Yeah, once in a lifetime. And all of those guys, the running back, the quarterback, and the two receivers are all going to go in the first round of the NFL draft.
Yeah.
All of them.
All of them.
Every one of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, they were very elite at the skill positions and their offensive line. See, you know, we talked about this too. The thing with LSU that was so difficult defensively, if you're a defensive coordinator, you sit there yourself, okay, I'm just going to drop back and play coverage and not try to get to Burrow. And then you give him all this time and the receivers get open because they're just letting them run around and they're right. finding spots. So you can't do that. Okay, well, then I'm just going right. to put regular pressure on Burrow. Well, you can't get to him because the offensive line was so good. So then you put yourself in the catch 22 of, all right, well, I've got to blitz him to get to him, leaving holes in the secondary.
Right.
And then you did that and you still couldn't get to him in time.
Right.
And that was not one game. That wasn't the playoffs. That wasn't the national championship game. That was the whole season.
Right.
That problem was presented to every defensive coordinator and no one had answers.
Well, I think in the national championship game, it was more magnified on the second to last play right before the half. Everybody's expecting LSU to throw the ball down the field. And what do they run? Quarterback draw, because they knew they were going to blitz. All they got to do is make one block. Burrow goes for 30 yards. Boom, steps out of bounds. The next play, they score a touchdown, and bam, it's 28-17 at the half. Instead of throwing the ball, trying to spike it, kick a field goal, do something like that. You know, he used his feet. They did a good job. He was a really good quarterback.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they look good on a poster.
The all-new Greenway Nissan wants to show you Southeast Georgia what all the buzz is about. New name, new management, and a new loyalty to our customers. 2019 Nissan Altima, no down payment, no monthly payments for 90 days, and 0% financing for 60 months. 2020 Rogue, $3,000 total savings. 2019 Murano, over $5,000 total savings. The new Greenway Nissan. Come see why before you buy. 231 Chapel Crossing Road in Brunswick, 912-264-3825. Everyone knows the home for oysters on St. Simons is Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, but there's so much more. Happy hour, 4 to 6, live music, weekend Bloody Mary bar, and don't forget great food. Not to mention Jekyll Brewing's on tap, as well as several local beers. Make sure you don't miss Catch 228 Super Bowl Party. Catch 228, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228, and look for specials on Facebook.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
If you're the networks and you're, well, if you're the network that has the Super Bowl, I'm not sure what network that is this year, but if you're the network that has the Super Bowl and you're looking at the AFC Championship game and the NFC Championship game, there are two different scenarios, right? Like one scenario, you're salivating because you see the possibility of Kansas City and Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl game, and you know that's just going to be an amazing game and it's going to bring in viewers and your advertising rates are going to be through the roof because you know everybody's going to be tuning in to see those two quarterbacks. And then on the other side, you see Tennessee and San Francisco. Ryan Tannehill and Jimmy G. Doesn't really have the same appeal now, does it?
Well, I mean, it gets everybody involved with Tennessee and San Francisco. So like a coast-to-coast type thing, you know. But it's going to be... you're going to see two totally different schemes in the AFC Championship. High-flying Kansas City, and we're going to grind it out, punch you in the face, Tennessee team. And I think the 49ers, they rely on very good defense and a solid running game, and Garoppolo don't get them beat. And then on the other side, Green Bay's, they rely on Aaron Rodgers to make plays down the field with his arms and his feet at times.
It was 24-0. Kansas City was down 24-0 in the second quarter.
Yeah.
And then before they ever got to the half, they were back on top.
Yeah.
They made up 24 points in a quarter.
Yeah. I watched it. It was crazy how fast they could move the ball. Again, Kansas City, I don't want to say it, a little bit of a correlation with like LSU. They can get the ball down the field fast. And all five of their skill guys can run. Even the tight end, Kelsey, is a very good player.
Kelsey reminds me of a young Jason Bishop.
Yeah, double teamed all the time, right?
Yeah,
you felt like you're kind of the spotlight, and but you could still make the play. I noticed he did that two or three times against the double team last week.
When you saw it, did you think Jason Bishop?
That's exactly what I thought. I said, man, that is Jason Bishop-esque right there.
I got a lot of texts about that.
Okay. I'm sorry I didn't shoot you a text when I thought about it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a little disappointed. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Belinda Thomas Realty and by Catch 228. Everyone knows the home for oysters on St. Simons is Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, but there is so much more. Happy hour 4 to 6, live music, weekend Bloody Mary bar, and don't forget, great food. Not to mention Jekyll Brewings on tap, as well as several local beers. And make sure you don't miss Catch 228 Super Bowl Party. Catch 228, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228, and look for specials on Facebook. The line on these games, Green Bay, San Francisco, the Niners are a 7.5-point favorite. Tennessee and Kansas City. Kansas City is only a 7.5-point favorite. I figured that line would be bigger.
Me too. I said that earlier. I thought it would probably be like 13.5, but I think what everybody's looked at in Vegas is Derrick Henry. He can control the game. I mean, what's he ran for? Like 1,000 yards in the last two playoff games? It's been crazy. They just keep handing it to him, and he just keeps running over people. So I think that one there is what's kept that line close. Tennessee's done a really good job of their executing their game plan.
If the Titans get to the Super Bowl, they would have beaten the top three seeds in the AFC to get there.
Yeah.
They would have gone through New England, Baltimore, and Kansas City.
Right. That's hard to do.
All on the road.
But I don't know what the weather is looking like out in Kansas City right now. I guess it's cold. Heard a plane skidded off the runway the other day out there, so I'm guessing it's cold out there. So does the cold weather affect Mahomes and them? I mean, when you're running the football, you just get good and warmed up, and you just keep running over, and everybody don't like to tackle people a lot in the cold. And Derrick Henry, I mean, no one likes to tackle that guy. So we'll see how it shapes out to be in that game.
The interesting thing about that game is the over-under is only 53. I say only 53. In the NFL, that's huge.
Yeah.
But only 53, and I say that because, keep in mind, Kansas City in the previous round, what was it, 41 unanswered by themselves?
Yeah. They scored, was it 51? Was it 51-31?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're already almost at the over-under.
51 plus 31.
That's 82.
82 points.
Right.
That's more than 53.
Yeah. If Kansas City gets on a roll and gets the Titans out of their game plan, then it could be a blowout.
And I think that, to your point, what Vegas is seeing is how Tennessee likes to run the ball, eat the clock, giving Kansas City less opportunities with the football, and so therefore maybe not having them score as much. But like you said, those skill guys and Patrick Mahomes together.
Right.
Man, that's a different dynamic.
Right. I mean, if Tennessee gets down 14 points, they have to do something different. They can't go and run the ball. They've got to figure out a way to try to score and get down the field. So then it's not going to shorten the game. If you're running the ball, you can shorten the game. If not, you're in a bad situation.
That's such a great point, something I hadn't even thought about yet that you just threw out there. If Tennessee gets down by a couple of scores and they have to abandon the running game, therefore taking away their biggest weapon, which is Derrick Henry, can you trust Ryan Tannehill to win that football game for you?
Whew. I don't know. Not without running the ball, because their offense is set up, a lot of it's play action off the success of Derrick Henry and being able to move people and move the pocket for Tannehill a little bit. And I don't see him being able to get in the shotgun and line up back there and let those guys come after him.
Brandon Derrick has just found the key to the game, and the key to the game is to take for the Chiefs to take Derrick Henry out of the game. And if they do that, the Chiefs are on their way to the Super Bowl. Yeah?
Yeah, but I think everybody knew that.
Oh.
Yeah. Not me. I don't think I come up with that scheme, but it's a big one. It's a tall task when you're taking on Derrick Henry, though.
Well, I hadn't even thought about it. Yeah.
The all-new Greenway Nissan wants to show you Southeast Georgia what all the buzz is about. New name, new management, and a new loyalty to our customers. 2019 Nissan Altima, no down payment, no monthly payments for 90 days, and 0% financing for 60 months. 2020 Rogue, $3,000 total savings. 2019 Murano, over $5,000 total savings. The new Greenway Nissan. Come see why before you buy. 231 Chapel Crossing Road in Brunswick, 912-264-3825.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery
a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call. 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill House built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
Guys, congrats. You got through Christmas and New Year's unscathed, but it's not over. Here comes Valentine's Day, the big one. Don't panic. Instead, head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect Valentine's gift. No matter your budget, they are here to help. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Fortunately, Kip Branch isn't here. Sitting in for Kip Branch is the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick. Coach, thanks again for the 1 minute time for filling in for Kip.
You're welcome. I enjoy it.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Nat's Landing, Bruce Kennedy Tire, and by Sea Palms Coastal Realty. Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires, Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust, but don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norris Street, does more than just tires, brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service, period. Give Bruce a call, 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust. I want to go back a little bit to the Clemson-LSU thing. I really want to go back to the LSU thing in particular about the best college football team in history, because when I think of those teams, the teams that automatically come to mind, that Nebraska team we talked about earlier, 95 Nebraska, 2001 Miami, I think of 1996 Florida, I think of 1999 Florida State, and obviously this LSU team. So I'm trying to put into perspective the 04 USC team. Right. That's another one that's there, best of all time. And so when I'm thinking about these teams, the best of all time, how many of these teams do I think that LSU can't or wouldn't beat?
I'd have to go back and watch some film on a lot of them. But again, that was a special team this year. And I saw it in the Texas game, which was, I don't even know what game was that, like game 3 for LSU or game 2 for LSU right off the bat.
Mm.
And I remember coming into our coaches meeting on Sunday, and I was like, listen, the team to beat is LSU. And they only beat Texas by, was it 7 points or something? But Burrow did something that I thought was just completely unusual for a quarterback. When it was time to run the ball, they're still throwing it down the field, and they're reading linebackers, and he's running dead out of linebacker and throws it to that kid, the Jefferson kid, who goes down the sideline for 62 yards and scores a touchdown. And that was his read. I mean, he got hit dead under the chin, and I was like, okay, this guy's – he's different. He's a different animal, and that group is going to get better and better. And they did. And I tell you what, with it's hard to argue beating as many teams as they beat that they're not the best team.
I certainly think they would be the 95 Nebraska team, because I just think a different era in Nebraska didn't have the athletes to be able to play with the LSU team. But I think about that 96 Florida team. Think about that game for a minute. 96 Florida versus 2019 LSU. There might be 100 points scored in that game.
Yes, and there would be some good sound bites. Steve Spurrier, Ed Orgeron, be some great interviews.
Yes. Yes.
Go Tigers.
Warfel, Riddell Anthony, Ike Hilliard.
Yeah.
Fred Taylor. Was Fred Taylor there? It doesn't matter. They were still really good.
They were really good. I mean, that was the – I think that's when college football kind of made that transition from Nebraska, beat your face in up front, running, to all of a sudden Florida's going to go five wide, mix it up, and we're going to run the smash route 1,000 times and see if you can guard the flag route over there. If you can't, my guy's better than your guy. And that was Steve Spurrier's philosophy with it.
He won a lot of games.
Yeah, and it worked. I mean, he had a good system.
Yeah, so my top five, I'm going to go the 2001 Miami team's number one. So many NFL guys on that roster.
Yeah.
Just a ton.
Yeah.
I mean, their backups went to the NFL.
Yeah, yeah. And started in the NFL.
Yeah, and there, you know, there were guys that weren't playing that went to the NFL on that team. So, granted, I guess you can't really count them if they're not playing. Like Kellen Winslow, he didn't see the field that year, but he was on the roster.
Right.
Okay. So, number one, 2001 Miami. I'll go number two, LSU. And then I'm going to go three. I'll go three, Nebraska, because that 95 Nebraska team, for what the era was, that was the best we'd seen.
Right.
Three, I'll have to go three, Nebraska. Four, I'll go with the Gators. And then five, I'll go 99, Florida State.
Hmm. That, you know, you talked about the 04 USC team.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty good now.
Reggie Bush, Leinart.
Yeah, and could throw it down the field.
Lindell White, Mike Williams was still there. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, they could throw it down the field and do some things. Great scheme, very good defensively, because Pete Carroll at that time was on that defensive side of the ball. And, I mean, that 04 team of USC was good. I mean, you got, gosh, guys, you go back through it and look at college football. You look at the eras and you look at the teams, looking at the top five. There's so many of them that pop out there that are just really, really, really good. And I think LSU, and I think, like you're saying, Nebraska, and that 01 Miami team, of course, they're all ranked right up there in the top five easy. And however you shuffle them out, that's fine. But, you know, I think it's just what we're so accustomed to seeing now the last 10 years is spread it out and throw it all over the place. Whereas I remember in the 90s, man, we're going to grind it out. We're going to throw the ball 16 times maybe, and we're going to pound you in the face about 50 times with it running it. So that was just a different philosophy.
And the interesting thing about this is with most people I've talked to, even, you know, super 1980s UGA fan Kip, who turned in that story, he didn't mention the 1980 Georgia football team, which was really good, of course, led by Herschel Walker. The reason I'm bringing that up is because, in my opinion, the best two college football players, at least at this point, the best two college football players in history are Herschel Walker and Tim Tebow. And neither one of those guys, during their eras at Georgia and Florida respectively, none of those teams, I think, are considered in this conversation, even though those are probably the best two college football players of all time.
Right.
None of their teams are really in the conversation about best top five all time.
Yeah.
And I find that interesting.
Yeah. You know, I think you got to give Tim Tebow a lot of credit. I mean, he came out in the news and said, we're going to win. You know, and this was the middle of the season after a loss. I'm not going
to
let them.
To Mississippi State.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, still, it's the SEC, and we've said it before. Every week in the SEC is a challenge. And then, of course, Herschel was right up there. And then the night of the national championship, they announced the top 10 players. I know Tim Tebow wasn't considered one of them in the top 10, but Herschel Walker was number two behind Jim Brown. I believe that was the way it ended up being panned out. But you can look at some of those guys. I think in that top 10 – weren't like eight of them running backs, and Roger Staubach was the only quarterback.
See, they need to, if they're going to do a top 10 list, I'm the guy to talk to.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, your requirements, but you'll have to have a whole logarithm of stuff. You'll have to be able to explain all that. So
easy peasy.
Yeah.
If you're going to make a top 10 list, before you do, you need to come talk to me.
Yeah. But did you see the top 10?
No, I missed it. But when some of the players that you're mentioning, I mean, they're not even on my radar.
Yeah.
As far as top all time.
Number one, of course, local guy from here, from St. Simon's, was Jim Brown.
Yeah.
He got number one player. You know, he's kind of the number one college football player of all time. And then it was Herschel Walker was two. And then they went through, and Bo Jackson and those guys, there were a ton of them. You know, some old ones, Red Grange, and those that we, that none of us have ever seen, Archie Griffith.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
The all-new Greenway Nissan wants to show you, Southeast Georgia, what all the buzz is about. New name, new management, and a new loyalty to our customers. 2019 Nissan Altima, no down payment, no monthly payments for 90 days, and 0% financing for 60 months. 2020 Rogue, $3,000 total savings. 2019 Murano, over $5,000 total savings. The new Greenway Nissan. Come see why before you buy. 231 Chapel Crossing Road in Brunswick, 912-264-3825.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Back here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Of course, Kip Branch not in today, filling in the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights over on St. Simon's, Coach Brandon Derrick. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, Georgia Farm Bureau, and by Pristine Water. Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and Pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive in Brunswick. Don't forget, Twitter questions of the week. Was the LSU football team this past season the best LSU was the best team in SEC history? You can find these at twitter.com/Bishop_show. And should Atlanta Braves fans boo Josh Donaldson if the Twins come to Atlanta? Ever. I think the Braves should boo Josh Donaldson if the Twins come to Atlanta, even if Josh Donaldson's not on the team anymore.
That's a little harsh, but I mean, I don't know. Again, if it all comes out in the wash, we'll find out.
You can catch any of the show that you missed streaming on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. Of course, we're on Facebook Live, too, for those folks that I guess are somewhat friends with me enough to be on my Facebook. I'm doing Facebook Live.
And you look great.
Thanks.
You mean stellar. Stellar.
Thanks. Thanks. It takes a lot of effort in the morning.
Listen, takes a lot. Wait till you get to be over 40. It takes a lot of effort just to get out of the bed and move around, get loose.
So going to Josh Donaldson, the Braves look like, you know, they've signed Travis d'Arnaud. He's probably going to be their catcher. Tyler Flowers probably going to be the backup. Over at third, we don't really know. We'll figure it out, I guess, come spring training. In left field, the plan right now is to have Markakis and Duvall split time in platoon. I think that's probably going to change. In center, we're going to have Ender Inciarte and Ryde Acuña, Freddie Freeman at first, Albies at second, Swanson at short. I mean, that's pretty much what we're going to be looking at. And then the rotation, you're going to have Soroka as the number one. Cole Hamels will probably be two. Fulte, three. Number four, who am I missing? Max Fried. Yeah. Let me reshuffle that.
Yeah. I was thinking he might be number two.
Soroka, Fried, Hamels, Fultonavich, and then the fifth spot will be up in the air. Sean Newcomb's going to have the inside track to be the fifth starter. Personally, I'm rooting for Kyle Wright to get that fifth starter spot. I think he's got a lot of potential. I think Kyle Wright's got the potential to be a number one, but at some point, if he's going to do that in a Braves uniform, he's got to do it soon.
Yeah.
Or else he's going to find himself somewhere else.
Yeah. I think that Soroka was the big surprise. I think everybody knew he had all the talent, him and Fried, but man, they did a great job. Just quality innings, and then of course, what was Soroka's ERA last year?
1 point.
Yeah, really low. And I mean, he was really good. It was one of those things. He was very consistent. Teron, you know, traded off. He got innings, but every now and then he'd give up 9 runs in a game. Whereas Soroka, his bad day was 3 runs. If you can score 4, you got a chance to win for him. But most of the time, he was right around. He hovered around 1-2 runs all the time. So I think they got a very good rotation. I think, again, it goes down back to what do we always say? The bullpen.
Wish the Braves shored up in the offseason.
We say that every year.
We didn't say it last year.
I actually came in here when we made the trades for Sean Green. Who else did we get?
Well, that was at the trade deadline.
Yeah, but we were like
Martin McLaughlin, Sean Green.
Yeah, like me and you were high-fiving each other like, oh, we got a shot. And we come in here, you know, and then those two, the first 4 games they pitched, we were like, oh, we're going to have to trade those cats again. I remember me and you texting on the phone later on. What were we thinking? So, I mean, we say it every year. I think the bullpen, especially now that baseball, again, different era, like we've been talking about with football, different era, starters are going to go 6 innings, and then you got to have those guys that are 7th, 8th, 9th, and that closer is going to be the key. And I think the Braves really struggled last year finding the guy that could shut it down. I know who you're going to say, but you go ahead. But I think that's the key for them is the bullpen, the back end.
Yeah, I think the bullpen's going to be solid with Luke Jackson at the back end, closing out games. That's the key to success.
Really? You just said Luke Jackson.
As the closer. He had 16 saves last year.
Out of how many?
That's relevant.
No. I mean, 50-50? I got a shot. They might want to come see if I can close a couple out. I don't know.
They're paying him 1-point-something million.
What did I say? 1.8? 1.825, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, the Braves got all their arbitration players under new deals, with the exception of Sean Green,
yeah.
Who is going. So he's going to go to arbitration and see what he can get, whether he wins or loses. So how arbitration works is the agent for the player comes up with a number, the organization comes up with a number, and then a third party decides who's going to, you know, what you're going to pay him. There's no middle ground. There's no negotiations, either this or that.
Right. All right. If they looked at those first four games he started when he first came to Atlanta, the arbitrators should side with the organization.
They won't. Sean Green's going to get.
You think he's going to get a good
Shane Green. Shane Green.
Shane?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Shane Green's going to get paid what he's asking for because, yeah, rocky start, but
Right. Ultimately
huge part of the bullpen.
Right.
Which the Braves did a really good job of shoring up. The only thing that I don't understand about the bullpen is why in the world is Luke Jackson still on the roster?
You just called him our closer.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Closer.
Come on now. You got to pick. I know. You do your
No, top. You don't. This is my show.
It's true. It's your show. I know how you do your top 10 and all your stuff, so I get it.
Last week, I don't know if you heard the show last week, but when we were making picks about Clemson and LSU, I picked LSU and backed Clemson. That's the kind of, you know.
You can get away with it.
That's right.
It's because it's the Jason Bishop show with Kip Branch. And what was Kip saying about all this? He was just.
Kip thinks that I missed a calling as a politician.
Oh, you think? You're say one thing, support, you know, do some things. I get it. I totally get it. It's your platform. Run with it. But, you know, I think for the Braves. Like you talk, going back to them, they got a good organization. I think Josh Donaldson, that void's going to be big, but their bullpen on the back end is going to be – that's what always bothers me.
Number one show in the state, by the way. Number one sports show in the
state.
That's
what I'm talking about.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call. 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Everyone knows the home for oysters on St. Simons is Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, but there's so much more. Happy hour 4 to 6,
live music, weekend Bloody Mary bar, and don't forget great food. Not to mention Jekyll Brewing's on tap, as well as several local beers. Make sure you don't miss Catch 228 Super Bowl Party. Catch 228, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228, and look for specials on Facebook.
The friendly